Today is Friday, November 19th. We'll tell you about a new nonpartisan report into Democrats' $2 trillion social spending bill and how lawmakers are expected to vote on it today. Also, a case that got the attention of celebrities, politicians, and spiritual leaders. What happened to a man on death row? Plus, how American automakers are now dealing with a global chip shortage, the most and least reliable cars for 2022, and how Nike is joining the metaverse. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. After months of negotiating, it looks like lawmakers on Capitol Hill are finally ready to vote on Democrats' massive social spending and climate bill. This is the one that costs close to $2 trillion and includes things like universal pre-K, more affordable home care for seniors, tax breaks to encourage cleaner energy and electric vehicles, and a lot more. If this passes, it would also raise taxes on some corporations and the richest Americans. The House is finally scheduled to vote on it this morning. Lawmakers were actually supposed to vote on the bill last night, but the top Republican in the House made sure that did not happen. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke on the House floor for more than 4 hours until most lawmakers had cleared out of the chamber. That said, it might have given lawmakers more time to read a new influential report that could impact their votes. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office just put out a report yesterday that found the Democrats' bill would add $367 billion to the U.S. deficit over the next 10 years. But the White House still says this bill would actually lower the deficit. That's because there's one thing the CBO did not take into account, that the bill includes more money for the IRS to crack down on tax cheats. And the Biden administration says the $80 billion extra dollars for the IRS will end up bringing in another $480 billion in owed tax revenue. Democrats are accepting that explanation, calling the bill fully paid for. But Republicans are taking the CBO at its word. So they still say the bill is too expensive, that it will make inflation worse and slow the economy's growth. And with that, today's vote is still expected to fall largely along party lines, with most Democrats for it and most, if not all, Republicans against it. Since Democrats have a majority in the House, it's still expected to pass. And if it does, it will then go to the Senate. There, senators are likely to make changes to the bill and negotiate it for weeks. So stay tuned. For the first time in 5 years, the White House held a summit for the leaders of North America. President Biden met with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. They spoke about everything from trade to climate change to COVID-19 to immigration. The leaders agreed to create a group to address supply chain issues, and they promised to share vaccines. But tougher questions, like what to do about a surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, went unanswered. Still, they promised to keep the dialogue open. A man who's been on death row for the past 20 years was just hours away from being executed when his sentence was changed. The change happened after a huge campaign that drew in not only lawyers and advocacy groups, but celebrities, athletes, politicians, and Christian leaders. So to explain how we got here, let's start at the beginning. Back in 1999, Julius Jones was a 19-year-old student at the University of Oklahoma when he was arrested for murder. But he had an alibi and always insisted he was innocent. Jones and his lawyers have raised a lot of issues with the case, like alleged misconduct by prosecutors and a racial bias among his jury. Plus, they say new evidence confirms another man admitted to the murder. Jones got more attention a few years ago when an ABC documentary series called The Last Defense featured his case. More than 6.5 million people signed an online petition recently asking Oklahoma's governor to prevent his execution. Hundreds of students walked out of school to protest in support of Jones. Several celebrities like reality star Kim Kardashian West, actress Kerry Washington, basketball player Steph Curry, and more publicly came to Jones's defense. And Christian pastors called on people to boycott Oklahoma if the execution really happened. Well, yesterday, just before Jones was set to be put to death, Oklahoma's governor did reduce his sentence to life in prison instead of the death penalty. Many of Jones's supporters celebrated, but not everyone is happy about the decision. Oklahoma's attorney general says the governor should have trusted the work of the investigators, prosecutors, jurors, and judges who all decided Jones was guilty. Plus, there's the family of the man who was murdered all those years ago. They say they believe Jones did it and that all this attention has caused them even more pain. Meanwhile, Jones's family says they'll keep fighting until he is totally free. To be continued. The IRS is now focusing a lot of effort on cyber crimes. The agency put out a report this week that says it seized $3.5 billion worth of cryptocurrency in the last year. The money was all linked to scams, tax fraud, money laundering, and other crimes. And cryptocurrency made up 93% of all the assets the IRS tracked down. One top IRS investigator told Bloomberg he expects this trend to continue next year. And next year, the IRS is even launching a new data center in Northern Virginia to specialize in this. The IRS also just got some new help from Congress. The bipartisan infrastructure package that just passed requires crypto trading platforms to report transactions to the IRS. More news in just a moment, but let's take a quick break because this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. A 2021 Pew Research survey found many Americans are still dealing with mental health difficulties in the second year of the pandemic. It shows about one-third of U.S. adults report at least occasional sleeplessness or anxiety in the past week. And whether it's the pandemic or something else entirely that's interfering with your happiness, you can do something about it. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, grief, anger, relationships, and so much more. And everything stays confidential. You can send a message to your counselor anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want to. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. It's said to be the first U.S. city to do this, require all public bathrooms to provide sanitary products like tampons and pads for free. The new ordinance passed in Ann Arbor, Michigan, unanimously earlier this week, and it's set to take effect on January 1st. The mayor said menstrual products are a human necessity. Other cities have passed similar rules that only apply to government buildings or schools. But this one applies to every bathroom open to the public. The ordinance also requires toilet paper, soap, paper towels, and water to be available. A group of bipartisan state attorneys general are investigating how Instagram attracts and affects young people. Prosecutors from at least 10 states are involved, including California, Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, New Jersey, and more. They want to look into whether Instagram's parent company, Meta, previously known as Facebook, violated consumer protection laws and put the public at risk. Remember, leaked internal research showed Instagram made body image issues worse for some teen girls. But a Meta spokesman said the latest investigation is based on a misunderstanding of the issues that also affect other social media platforms, too. Detroit's two biggest automakers are handling a global chip shortage by designing their own. First, Ford says it has an agreement with computer chip manufacturer GlobalFoundries that may lead to joint chip production here in the U.S. General Motors also says it's working alongside some of the biggest names in the industry, like Qualcomm, to co-develop and manufacture its own computer chips. Remember, the computer chip shortage has been going on for more than a year now, and it's especially taken a toll on the auto industry. Even if people want to buy certain cars, automakers are having a hard time producing as many as they want. Yet the demand for these computer chips is only increasing. Cars are becoming more and more sophisticated, so they use chips for everything from touchscreens to software. In fact, one Ford executive said computer power is the new horsepower. And a GM exec expects cars to use double the number of semiconductor chips in the next several years. Oh, and one more note. Bloomberg is reporting that Apple wants to launch a self-driving electric vehicle of its own in 2025 and that it would use a custom chip designed by its team. But at this point, Apple is not saying anything about it. What is the most reliable car in 2022? Well, according to the Auto Reliability Report, put together by Consumer Reports, it's Toyota's luxury brand, Lexus. Mazda, which had the top spot for 2021, came in second this time, and Toyota ranks third. But brands with a lot of the newest tech, like Tesla, landed near the bottom of the list. Specifically, Consumer Reports called Tesla's Model Y one of the 10 least reliable vehicles in 2022, citing issues with its paint, weather stripping, rear hatchback, climate system, and more. But the very bottom spot went to Lincoln. You can check out that list and the different categories using the links in our episode notes. CVS Health is planning to close about 10% of its stores around the country. The drugstore chain said 300 stores will close each year for the next 3 years, starting next spring. CVS points to two main reasons. One, population changes, or as one analyst put it, too many stores are overlapping with each other. And two, customers' buying habits, or in other words, more people buy online now. The company wants to become more of a destination. So while CVS is cutting back on the number of stores, it's actually expanding the types of healthcare services it offers. The stores that are staying put will eventually be grouped into three main models: traditional pharmacies that have some retail products, primary care services, and lastly, so-called health hubs that offer a variety of things from therapy sessions to rooms for hot yoga. Sports giant Nike is the latest company to enter the metaverse. Nike is partnering with Roblox to create a virtual world called Nikeland. Roblox is a popular game-creating platform, but now it'll also have Nike buildings, fields, and arenas where users can play a bunch of mini-games. One analyst told CNBC this could help Nike introduce its brand to young kids early and to test out products in the virtual world before bringing them to real life. Well, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by KiwiCo. Your search for a great holiday gift for a child in your life ends right here. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and of every age. Kids can discover the engineering and mechanics behind everyday objects, the science and chemistry of cooking, brand new art and design techniques, and more. Plus, what kid would not love getting a package in the mail just for them? My son Dax is a bit too young to know the package actually has his name on it, but he already loves everything KiwiCo sends. It's all high quality and made just for his age, helping to both engage and educate him. And for older kids, KiwiCo projects can really help spark that creative confidence for ongoing experimentation and give them a sense of accomplishment. This holiday, do not just teach kids how to buy, teach them how to build. Give them a gift of a hands-on holiday with a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate a love for hands-on learning all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, K-I-W-I-C-O, KiwiCo.com, promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to Feel Good Friday. A 17-year-old student is making a difference for deaf people across the country. When Mariella Sateau realized how few TV shows and movies offered versions with American Sign Language, she decided to do something about it. In fact, the BBC cited research by a disability charity, Scope, that found many streaming platforms offer closed captions, but not sign language. So Mariella created a new app called Sign Up and says it's revolutionizing those captions. Instead of just written words at the bottom of the screen that can move quickly and be hard to follow, the Sign Up app actually shows an interpreter appearing in a box in the corner of the screen using American Sign Language once the film starts playing. The parents of an 8-year-old boy who uses the app say it's amazing to see their son light up like never before while watching TV and movies on streaming channels. They say captions alone just weren't enough for him to get much from the stories. A teacher at a school for deaf children also says the app creates a level playing field and allows children to understand what's happening like any hearing child does. The Sign Up app is available in the U.S. as a Google Chrome extension. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. We're talking about the parts of the new bipartisan infrastructure law that could impact you the most and when you might feel the effects of it. Then we'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great day.